This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Pretty moment with you. And we're going to talk some Riley County history. Thus, the Back to the Future music. We have Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins in studio with us. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
I'm good. Ready to go back to the future.
Yeah, or I guess in this case, to the past, which that's actually like a quote or like a conversation in the movie that Doc has with Marty. They make that distinction. So we have a lot of good fun. We're going to talk about the Riley County Fair, the history of the Riley County Fair, because it is that time of year already.
Right.
It's just coming up. Let's see. I just had that pulled up. July 26th through the 30th. We'll be at the Riley County Fairgrounds. The Riley County Fair, always a fun time, always a lot going on. And I guess, how long has it been around now?
Well, it depends on what you define as it. Because the current fair dates back to the 1940s. But we've had fairs in Riley County since about 1870. So a long time. For fairs. Fairs have been a popular entertainment for even longer than 1870. And I expect your listeners have fair memories and things that they remember visiting different fairs. And I'd be interested in hearing about those, too.
That's a good segue into how they can do that. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to share any fair memories, Riley County Fair, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the Riley County Fair, just any fairs, because county fairs have a very distinct flavor to them. I grew up in Winfield, of course, where we have the Cali County Fair. It's always a pretty big deal down there, and a lot of great memories. I mean, that's something that my family would check out every year. Of course, I was involved in 4-H and all that. So if you're involved in 4-H, a county fair is one of the big times of the year. It's almost the big time of the year.
Yes, absolutely. I was in 4-H in Sedgwick County and have lots of very pleasant memories of fairs and also some memories of some sweltering hot.
Oh, yeah. It's
dusty,
not a county fair in
raining.
Kansas. Right. If you're not sweating buckets. And did you have, I think we were talking about this just a little bit before we came on air about any animals. I told you that I showed some horses, but we always did that a week before the fair, and I think that's usually generally the case with 4-H horse shows. They're usually right before the fair actually starts, so we never had to house any of our horses at the fair or anything like that.
Well, I really wanted an animal. Of course, I was a city girl, and we lived in a suburban housing development, and I tried to lobby my parents for an animal. I thought a pig would work out pretty good.
A pig?
Yes. Well, I thought it was a little bit smaller than a cow, you know, so maybe
sure.
It would fit in the basement or in the backyard. However, I never managed to talk them into that. The thing is, you get to spend the night at the fair with your animal, and I thought that sounded like really fun.
So your housing area wasn't zoned for a pig in the basement?
I suspect not, and certainly my parents weren't enthusiastic about that idea.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. Again, if you have any questions, want to call in with your fair memory, 785-537-1350, as we're just Riley County Fair, it's just around the corner. Actually, 10 days from now, the fair starts, July 26th through the 30th at the Riley County Fairgrounds. Of course, the Call Valley Rodeo is always a big part of the Riley County Fair. And we're going to be giving away tickets. I think we gave away some tickets this morning. I believe we'll be giving away some tickets all week. So definitely be tuned in for that. Always a highlight, especially at the Riley County Fair. My county fair back home, we also had a rodeo. I think that you have a rodeo if you're doing a county fair.
They do kind of go together.
They do go together, absolutely. And I think we would do ours. I think it's a 3-day or 2-day. I think it was a 2-day event, Sunday and Monday. And usually we'd have a demolition derby, which is always a big thing. But now that's changed. And now the figure eight races at the Cali County Fair is the big draw because it's so hard to find enough cars for the demolition derby now.
So it's a car figure eight race? Yes. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, figure eight race where they meet in the middle. So it's kind of like racing combined with the demolition derby in a way, because usually they'll kind of intersect and always get some oohs and ahs that way.
I hadn't thought about this, but they had demolition derbies in Manhattan at Griffith Stadium. And since for many years the fairgrounds was adjacent to Griffith Stadium, I'm wondering now if those were in conjunction with the fair.
Maybe so.
It's possible.
Maybe so. It used to be a big deal.
You know, Cali County has a big ranching component to it. The eastern part of the county is Flint Hills ranching.
It's a lot like here.
Yes. It's definitely Flint Hills country. So having that rodeo, you think of the big rodeos, the one at Strong City and so on, that Flint Hills area really, I think, was kind of perfect place for rodeos.
It was. And they had bull riding, too, at the Cali County Fair for a little bit. And they just kind of switch it up a little bit every year. They used to do some afternoon events, but that on Saturday and Sunday, but I think they just do maybe a Saturday now, just because it'd usually be just so hot in the afternoon on those steel grandstands. It'd be a little... My dad and I would still check it out a lot, like tractor pulls, mud bogs, those sort of things. But yeah, Demolition Derby's not really... It used to be they'd have over 100 cars in Demolition Derby, and now they can barely get maybe 12 to 15 just because the cars are so hard to find anymore. But let's focus on Riley County Fair.
Well, I think that hot was one of the things that was a difficulty with fairs. The first fair that I found was in 1870.
And here in Riley County.
In Riley County. Yeah, certainly there were ones before that in other counties. It was becoming a big thing. I thought it was interesting. In 1870, the Saline County was looking to start a fair. Waubenesee County already had a big one. So county, you know, I think to be show off your agricultural crops and the neat things in your county, fairs were a big deal. The first fair was established by the Blue and Kansas Valley Agricultural Association, and they were founded in 1869, which originally I thought that was the first year of the fair, but I'm beginning to think 1870, that the group was established and then they had the fair in 1870. I read that where it was in fenced off space on the north side of Points from the county clerk's office and then west to what would be today Fifth Street. And they had a ticket office in Mr. Higginbotham's brick building opposite the county clerk's office.
Mr. Higginbotham.
Yes.
That's a fun name.
And, of course, he was big into agriculture and was a buyer of agricultural products, so I'm sure he was really involved with this. The Presbyterian Church, which was located at Fifth and Points, where the chamber is today, served as the Floral Hall. And they called the Floral Hall, that was the building where vegetables and fruits and fine art and curiosities. They also had curiosities exhibited.
What type of curiosities were in the curiosity exhibit?
Well, one that I found in 1870 was, let me look here. Mrs. Isaac Goodnow exhibited two cases of precious stones collected over many years. And I think it's possible that those two cases are an exhibit at the Goodnow House State Historic Site now. And of course, the Goodnow House is right next door to the Riley County Historical Museum at 2301 Claflin. So folks could come over and visit when it's open Saturdays and Sundays, 2 to 5, and then during the week when we have staff available, Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. So, and if you want to know for sure if we have staff available during the week, just give us a call, 785-565-6491. Tell the wrong phone number. So you can come over and see Mrs. Goodnow's exhibits. I'm pretty sure that these two cases of stones may be the ones she exhibited in 1870s as a curiosity.
You mentioned Goodnow, and that's a name that if you're around here long enough, you hear that name pretty frequently. Maybe just a quick course refresher for folks, for listeners, on who are the Goodnows?
Well, Isaac Goodnow, of course, was a founder of Manhattan and a founder of what became Kansas State University. He brought one of those groups of colonists, the New England Immigrant Aid Society, put together in 1855. And then his wife Ellen joined him here, and they worked on lots of projects through the years. He was a founder of the Methodist Church here too, so big figures in the community. and exhibitors in the 1870 Riley County Fair.
There we go. We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that call real quick. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Yes, good morning. You referred to a block west of the county clerk's office at Fifth Street. Where was the county clerk's office? And I also have another question for you, so don't cut me off, please.
Well, I don't know for sure where the county clerk's office was in 1870, because they were in rented space on Points Avenue. The impression I get it was that it was in the 400 block of Points on the north side of the street, but I'm not absolutely sure about that.
Okay, now my comment and point is, are you familiar with the part of the building that they left from the mall? It's on North 3rd Street.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Are you aware of the fact that the very end building, the brick, it's a brick building on the end, the first building south of what is the alley, was the first fire academy. And next door, across the alley, was the fire station and the police station. And then later on, after the fire academy moved out of there, that was the city water department.
That's very interesting. I wasn't aware of the history of that building that still stands there. I knew across the alley that was our Manhattan City building.
Directly across the street from the fire academy in the area I referenced, that was Wasburg's Firestone, but prior to that, that was a livery stable. If you go down there and look, there's three great big buildings
that filled in. Yeah, and in the 1890s, that's where the post office was, too, and the rural postal delivery buggies would line up there along 3rd Street.
People know what I'm saying. That was where the Second Mills Tavern was. If you go down in that basement, the timbers down in there are about 2 foot square, and they're maybe not that big, but they're made out of walnut. And then right across the alley from that was a big stone building, and that was originally Archie Cogswell Seed Company, and then you went to the next corner, and it was Manhattan Monument Company right there. I'd be the corner of the Humboldt and 3rd Street on the southwest corner.
You really know your downtown, because that's exactly what right, those buildings that were in there.
I'm a walking history book of Manhattan. You ought to record it sometime before I croak.
That sounds good. I think
right across from that was the Union National Motor Bank on North 3rd Street. Union National Motor Bank. Across from that was it was A&P store. A&P was actually a block west where McCullough Building is now, McCullough's Big Apartment. That was A&P store. Then that was the Goodyear store. Of course, the community building was the first white USO, and the first black USO was Douglas Center.
That's right. And it's interesting to look back at the change in different types of businesses and the way things evolve over time down there.
All right, let's go ahead and move on. Thanks, Paul, but we got a commercial that we need to get to, so let's go ahead and get to that. We'll talk more Riley County Fair history here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
KMAN is keeping it local.